The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy.
Yeah.
Pure energy.
Now, flipping it, you know, obviously very upset he's not here, but now here's an opportunity for somebody to step up. And especially in that zone, in the red zone, to have the opportunity to be able to make some touchdowns, utilize some different people. I mean, that's what we're going to have to do. And in that area, you always want everybody to have to cover, you know, the whole field and all 11 guys, not all 11 guys, I guess, but all the skilled guys. So it'll be exciting to see who is going to step up, and somebody's going to have to.
You know, what has been very revealing in the aftermath of the Tim Patrick injury is how very little faith Broncos country and those of us who cover Broncos have in the three receivers that are still standing.
Yes.
The big three.
Yeah.
In Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, and KJ Hamler, where I've heard so much conversation about, well, you know, let's take a look at the free agents that are out there. You know, should they bring in Emmanuel Sanders? Should they give Cole Beasley a look? And it has immediately gone right to that. Hey, who's out there that we can bring in?
Right.
Which, right, to me, really, I mean, you're talking about a former first-round pick and 2 second-round picks. I just don't sense a whole lot of faith in these three.
I don't either, and I'm going to have to give Nathaniel Hackett a stern talking to.
Well, you texted with him last night for 30 minutes, so
I might just leave him a voicemail, like I sent him a voice text about my disappointment in him saying the skill position players.
I noted that.
As soon as I quit listening to him. As soon as I heard that fall out of his mouth, I'm like, he's going to get, now, let's face it, it's not just going to be a stern talking to him. I'm going to chew his ass a little bit. Like, we're going to change the way that football is addressed around here.
Well, he's changing everything else.
Right. I need an apology from Nathaniel Hackett, referring to those guys on the periphery as skilled position players.
I was watching his press
conference. Guys on the field right here.
I was watching his press conference again last night, and when he did that, I just rewound it like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And just laughed. I'm like, oh, Sting's going to be so mad.
Next, you know what I'm going to do? Maybe on air, I will record a voice memo for all you guys to hear, and then we will push send and see what the response is.
All right.
I
like that. Let's do that. That sounds
fun. It's going to be a game we're going to play.
I love games. Next on the Morning Brew.
Bridgewater keeps dancing in the backfield. Okwuegbunam's got it. Stays on his feet. Looks for the pylon. Touchdown!
I was going to play Albert O speaking after practice yesterday, but I just a friendly tip to those of you over there at UC Health Training Center that set up all these press conferences. Your microphone seems to be picking up everything but the person speaking. If a plane goes overhead, if a lawnmower is about 80 yards in the vicinity, or if kids are playing, I hear that crystal clear. I don't hear the player.
You know, I have noticed, the other thing I've noticed is all of a sudden, do you notice, like, suddenly there's background music while they're talking? Like, have you seen some of that where it's just like all of a sudden somebody turns on the, you know, the crowd noise and it's all this good background music? And I don't know. I'm with you. It's very distracting.
Very distracting. Anyway, Albert O was talking about his place in this offense and his development. Is it any kind of a disappointment to you that with Noah Fant gone, Greg Dulcich on the sideline, that Albert O has not gone out and clearly grabbed the number one tight end spot? That it's been Matt Saubert up to this point?
No, because Matt Saubert's a more complete player. I know we get all enamored with guys who can run fast. I know everybody loves that, right? I read the soundbite, you know, hey, if they try to cover me with a linebacker, I can just run by him and corner, I'm bigger and stronger. Yeah, that's great. How about blocking people? Like, we're so worried about running by linebackers and getting outside versus a corner and bodying those guys up. You know what your issue is? It's not running routes. You're a good route runner. You're an athletic dude. I know you can run down the seam and beat a linebacker. Like all those things, I know. You know what I'm worried about? You actually getting in line and controlling a defensive end. Because in this offense, you want to play on a consistent basis. You want to be the guy. That's what you have to do to be the guy. Saubert will do that. I don't know that there's anybody else on the roster that can.
All right, next on the morning, bro.
I just feel like even though it's a new defense, I feel like my understanding of the game is, I feel like at an all-time high, I feel like right now. It's just being able to anticipate things, being comfortable in the scheme, and being able to, you know, take chances and attack more, I feel like, in certain situations. So I feel like that's my IQ of the game, I feel like, is what's at the next level.
By the way, I brain cramped, and then you just
jumped right on it.
Jumped right on my brain cramp. You know, you are allowed to think for yourself, you know.
Saubert. What's
his name? Eric Saubert.
What do we call him?
I'm Matt. I don't know. I was looking. You know what it is?
I think I just said Saubert. Did I say
you said Matt too? Yeah, you said.
I did?
You did.
Matt Eric.
It's just one of those things where you're looking at something else, you know, and you just see a name or you see a word and you say that word. You mm-hmm. know, yeah, we've all done it. At least
not,
I hope so.
Hey, listen, but it's, yeah. Not me.
Not you.
I've never done that.
I just follow suit. You just follow the crowd.
You could have called him Aloysius Pumpernickel, and I said, yeah, that Aloysius Pumpernickel guy can really play. I'd have been right on that. I've been right with you on that.
I know. Eric Saubert.
That
was Malik Reed, I say with 100% certainty.
Okay, good.
You know, for all the talk about The new and improved Bradley Chubb, and hey, don't worry, Randy Gregory's going to be, you know, back and ready to go by the start of the season. Nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it's nice to have a Malik Reed in the back pocket, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? We've had a lot.
You see a little Shaq Barrett.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys. You know, the Shaq Barretts of the world. We'll have a lot of backups that they get those opportunities, make the most of those opportunities, and provide you with a boatload of depth. And you know, one thing we've learned over the last however many years, especially in this league, you better be developing young players. Young players better get some time. You better develop them properly. And I realize the starters need to get the lion's share of reps and all that kind of stuff, but your young players have got to develop. And Malik Reed is a very good young player.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Tonight, the environment, the energy in the ballpark, was unlike any other game here in a long time.
Huh. Huh. What do you know? So you got a team in San Diego that makes bold, aggressive mm-hmm. moves at the trade deadline, clearly signals that they're all in to try to win a World Series, and what happens? You have a sellout crowd at Petco.
Yes.
With what Drew Goodman on the AT&T Sportsnet broadcast said felt like a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Yeah, in the first inning.
Who would have figured?
In the first inning, Snell, the pitcher for the Padres, was, just dotting the corners at 96 to 98. And then that lineup of the Padres, like what Chad Kuhl and Chad Kuhl's body language, man, it was bad. He had Padre Rhea. He had a little Padre Rhea.
That's a Mark Schlereth original that I can get behind.
Right. He's like, uh-oh. Well, he's like one of the where you just barely touch cloth and you know you're in deep trouble. Yeah, he touched cloth a couple times in that first inning. He's like, I got to use the bathroom.
It's time to go.
Yeah, thank you, Bolsey. 100% Bolsey. He had Padre Rhea. It was bad.
So the Rockies lose. They play another game.
It's amazing.
They're playing like eight games with the Padres in the series.
This is what is amazing. That Petco was like, it's still Petco, isn't it? It was packed to the gills,
mm-hmm.
sold out. The energy, Drew Goodman said, it was like a game in October. It was like an October playoff baseball game. So you're telling me that the fans can get behind a team that's actually got a chance and can win.
And you're telling me that if you make a real effort to win, that it actually translates to good business?
Inconceivable.
No,
right.
It's not.
Now, though, for the Morning Brew, are you listening over there at 20th and Blake? Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.